Welcome to Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network that explores the world of farm finance and rural life. Our guest on this week's podcast, Ag Country Farm Credit Services Regional Vice President of Retail Insurance and Insurance Transition Lead, Keith Wilson. Keith, as we get started, let's talk about your region. What areas do you cover?
Sure. I cover eastern North Dakota, so that would be from our Wahpeton office, Lisbon office, and then all the way up the Red River Valley to Langdon and Cavalier.
Okay. Now, we're talking insurance. Let's talk about the hail tool, the hail plan analyzer.
So, yeah, so a little bit about it, and I guess, you know, start from the very beginning. So I've been with Ag Country 22 years. Prior to that, I was with a crop insurance company and leading the insurance department for that crop insurance company for 5 years. And when I got to Ag Country, we just kind of were trying to find a solution as far as how do we get all of our insurance hail rates from our, I think at that time it was 6 different crop insurance companies, they're called AIPs now, into one tool. And so we started, you know, I started working with a programmer, we started creating like a rating tool. And so kind of led down to, we got to a point where we had one tool to rate all of our insurance companies for all of our offices. And so it kind of became a nice tool for our team to use versus going into 5 or 6 different crop insurance companies to find the rates. So created that. And then what that led to was, you know, there's so many complexities with hail. You'd be surprised, but there's just the different deductibles, you know, anywhere from a comp 3+ or a comp 4 down to a basic. And then over the years, we've gained production hail. So we just kind of, we're trying to figure out ways to better explain all these plans and the dollars of coverage that farmers needed in one spot. So kind of taking that concept along with the rates we had, we just looked at, is there a way to kind of put all this together so that we can easily explain the coverage a farmer needs?
Putting everything together kind of on one spreadsheet, so to speak.
Yeah, and so, you know, a lot of the hail, you know, you kind of forget about what the multi-peril coverage is, but multi-peril coverage, you know, kind of is your foundation. The hail's on top of it. And so what we did is we looked at, you know, the different, obviously, plans, but we also took into account what his multi-peril coverage was, because that's covering a portion of it. And so then we said, do you really need, you know, $500 of basic hail when you have a multi-peril plan underneath it? And just kind of looked at, so in the tool, we have what their approved yield is, what their multi-peril coverage is, and then you have like the unprotected bushels, so the bushels that aren't covered by anything, so your deductible bushels. So obviously you want to make sure that those top bushels are covered by hail. But then we also, within this tool, we can have a conversation with the customer about, hey, what are you projecting for a yield? So let's say his approved yield is like 180 and he's shooting for 190 bushel corn. And let's say he's got an opportunity price out there of $5, and right now the RP price is $4.69. So he's got some value in that crop above even his approved yield. And so we're trying to figure out, okay, so what's the right amount of coverage? And so what the tool does is it takes into account all the different hail plans available, and then you can take a look at $200 of coverage or $300 of coverage, whatever that unprotected value is. You know, in the example I just gave you, if you have a 75% coverage level, a 180 approved yield, you have 135 bushels guaranteed, and you basically have about, it's like 45 bushels not covered. And so, you know, what does that mean as far as if you have a $5 price, you know, you'd have about $200 of coverage that you would need. So you can have that conversation. The other thing is we also put in the tool is, the hail premium. So if there's a budget and say he wants to only spend $10 on the hail premium, how many dollars of coverage does that get him? So that's kind of like the beginning stages of the tool itself. We have those conversations with the customer. And then at the bottom, it kind of shows, okay, so if I have a comp 2 versus a basic, what percent of loss, if I have a 20% loss, what dollars do I have as far as a loss payout? And then over the years, we've just kind of found that a lot of our hail damage is under 30%. So it's 35% or less. And do you get those huge storms? Absolutely. But so we're having this discussion with the farmers just to try and make sure that we have them in the right coverage. And we're making sure we have the right dollars available to protect their crop. as well as just the plan of insurance that works for them. Some guys will choose a higher deductible. Some will say, I want to cover, you know, from a 1% damage. So it provides a lot of discussion with that customer, make sure we have the right plan of coverage for them.
Yeah, and you're looking at, oh man, all kinds of different factors there too.
Yeah, and the other piece, and this is one that I don't think the hail industry's kind of come around or tried to figure out is, you know, you throw in enterprise units. So if you think about enterprise units under your RP policy, so if you have enterprise units and you have a hailstorm and it hits just that one field, you could actually outproduce it with an enterprise unit because the rest of your crop could get above that guarantee on the revenue protection. So you still need a healthy dose of that hail as far as the dollars of coverage because of enterprise units. So we have that discussion with our customers as well, just to make sure that they're aware of the risks out there. And, you know, they can't afford to not cover those risks this year, especially with the higher input costs and the lower commodity prices in some of our crops.
Sounds like it's fairly easy to use then.
Yeah, so it's interesting because it started with an Excel spreadsheet, and that actually I started creating it, and then I got input from a whole bunch of other people using it out in the field, and we created this Excel spreadsheet, and then I had a friend kind of put together the Access database behind it, and it worked fairly well, and then we got it into our Salesforce system, and now actually we've taken it out of our Salesforce system and kind of made it standalone, and so now we're actually using it in all of Ag Country and then all of SCS of America with our collaboration that we have going on too. So I have a lot of teammates to the south that are very thankful for this tool. It's been helpful for them as they talk with customers about hail, especially in like that Nebraska area that ends up being I guess high loss ratio area for some of the hail down there.
Sounds like you're getting a lot of good feedback from it then.
Yeah, and a lot of our customers kind of like the explanation. You know, we don't want to come into that hail discussion was like, we'll take the same as we took last year. We want to have that discussion and be consultative as far as with those customers to make sure that they are comfortable with the coverage and they understand what they're getting. So when it comes to that hail loss, they know, have a pretty good idea what's going to happen on that hail adjustment.
How do you see this evolving?
Oh, that's a great question. Lots of ideas. So once you get some users in there, then they send you a whole bunch of different ideas as far as, hey, can you add this to it? Can you do that? You know, I would see eventually you get to a point where within the tool itself, you know, it's hard to explain on the radio, but within the tool itself, you can kind of, you know, select the coverage you want, and then that populates an application. That application can go right to the AIP and maybe even more of an exchange of data with our crop insurance company. So there's lots of ways we can make this evolve, and it's just nice to be able to have kind of a foundation for it right now and look to the future as far as what other areas we can improve upon.
Okay, what's the best way for a farmer to get in touch with Ag Country if you want to learn more about this?
Yeah, great. Stop into any one of our offices. You know, all of our insurance officers are familiar with it. They've been using it, and so they're very comfortable with it, and it's really easy to use. We just got done loading all of our AIP rates into it, so we should have all the rates in there for all of our customers, and so it's nice for our insurance team to easily give them a quote on what the rates would be. And if they're not with Ag Country, there's an opportunity to look at some rates and take a look at the tool and see if it's a fit for them.
Anything else, Keith, that we need to be talking or be aware of here before we end this podcast?
I don't think so, Randy. I think of just a lot of discussion around this, and I appreciate you reaching out and talking to us about it. And I think, you know, we're excited to use it and excited to show customers about it. It's just a lot easier to demonstrate now that it's, you know, it's outside of our Salesforce platform and a standalone tool. So just really nice to be able to have that conversation with customers about it.
All right. That's Keith Wilson, Regional Vice President for Retail Insurance, Insurance Transition Lead with Ag Country Farm Credit Services here on the Fielding Questions podcast. If you have any questions about a financial topic, we'd love to hear from you. You can send Ag Country a message on Facebook, on X, or you can submit a question using the website agcountry.com. Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network. Until next time, I'm Randy Conan.